Like, how many kids are you imagining?
3, 2, 1.
Three.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Last.
Oh.
And she's hot for sure. If you're hey.
So I was observing their chemistry, but this chemistry is actually like.
Wow.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother Pauly.
Hello.
And then on my left we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my right we got Sola.
Maske.
And then on my left we got Jennifer motherfucking Lee.
Yeah. Damn, bro.
It's really mean, guys.
Who would have thought we would see this day?
I know.
Yo, we had to bring her back for a special episode today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're hosting our first 9 for 9 speed date.
Yep, yep.
Speed dating. All
right, so we got some guys pulling through. Yep. All right, we're going to be speed dating with Megan and Jennifer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But before that, we got to catch up.
We got to catch up.
What's been going on? What's been going on with your life?
Let me first ask you real quick. How does it feel seeing the set? This is much different from when you were here.
The new set is popping.
Popping.
No, honestly, you guys did a really good job. I'm surprised your mom let you paint the walls like that.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those, you just got to do what you got to do, you know, worry about what she says later. Yeah.
But yeah, you peep Tony in the back and shit.
Yeah,
what's up, Tony?
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
How are you? We got cameras now.
Cameras,
bro.
We dropped the bag.
Yeah.
We dropped the bag. We added more photos too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Photos.
How are you?
Yeah, because
it was just these three, and then we just got.
Yeah, no, those are looking good. But I got a question for you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
So like, I know in the episode that we filmed before you left.
Right.
What episode?
Like our New Year's resolution video.
Oh, yeah.
I know what this
resolution. Resolution video.
Resolution.
How's your Nick journey going?
You know how it's going.
I don't know how it's going.
I can't do it, guys. I don't know. It's really hard.
It is.
Did you guys even try or?
Me?
Didn't you say you're doing with Esther?
I did. She tried. I did not get there. I was thinking about it. I considered it seriously.
Oh, okay. How long did you last?
Me? Uh-huh. I didn't even last an hour.
Oh.
Yo, I swear we talked about the vaping for like 30 minutes that episode.
Did. I know.
And you didn't even attempt it for an hour?
Dude, I'm ashamed. I am. But you know what? I'm going to get there when I'm ready.
No, 100%. Sure. 100%.
Yeah, I will get there. Don't worry, guys. And I don't encourage keeping the vape around, but you know, I'm really weak-willed, so please understand that, and I'm sorry.
No, I didn't want to roast you or nothing.
I just want to check up
because I genuinely didn't know.
No, they probably are curious too, right?
Yeah. No, 100%.
So yeah, that's the update.
What about work and shit? Like, how's life?
Honestly, it's pretty like similar to before.
Yeah.
I feel like honestly Paul asked me a lot of these questions. So like not much has changed, as I said.
If you guys haven't, go check out Paul's video.
Check that shit out. But no, we gotta still, there's some people who haven't seen it.
Still,
so I do want to ask you also another thing, just like being back on the pod. Like, is there anything you've wanted to say over the last like month of not being on a pod? Anything?
Shit, it's been like 2 months.
Yeah, two months. Like,
has it?
Yeah.
Dude, 2 months. It's March. Mm-hmm. It's literally
we
March
put out
now.
Like
honestly,
seven.
I felt like I came back too early. Like they didn't even want it that bad. Like y'all didn't even want it that bad, and I'm already showing up. And that's a little bit embarrassing for me.
No, they wanted you.
Bro,
no, it's
check,
fine. This is
check
the video
Paul's
to come
videos.
Back.
All the comments are like, "Yo, we want Jennifer back, bro."
I know, but like not in the podcast comments. Uh-huh. They're like, yo, chill. Like, we don't even want her that bad. I'm like, no.
They did not say that.
I'm like, fuck. All right, I'll fuck off then.
No. This is the video to get back on. This is the exciting one.
This is the fun one.
This is the T1.
Yeah, you guys are in for a treat.
Wait, you guys going to find my husband or what?
It might have to. Might have to.
The one.
Wait, so with that being said, am I under the assumption that over the last 2 months, no updates with the single life? Are you still single?
I am.
Looking?
Single. Yeah. I'm looking.
Looking? Okay.
I'm looking.
Okay.
Yeah, I just haven't found the one.
For
so
real?
Maybe today.
Is the roster, you know, looking good?
The roster? I have zero rosters.
Oh, zero rosters?
Yeah, no hoes. Dude, life be so chill when you got no hoes.
Oh, it's chiller?
So chill. Bro, I wake up and I go to sleep. Like, my phone, I don't even have to check it because I know nobody texted me.
It's okay, independent woman.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be independent. I want a man.
Nah, I feel you on that for sure.
What's going on with everybody else though? Any updates this week?
Wait, also, I want to say one thing, okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I want to say that you guys are doing a great job. I watched the podcast. Yay. Yeah, and I really like your guys' dynamic.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, I was telling them, like, I see Jennifer in the 9 for 9 comments occasionally. I'm like, wow, bro, that shows, you know, that's a lot. Yeah.
She's a true trooper.
No, for real. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
No, because we haven't filmed.
Wait, do you guys miss me or what?
Yeah, of course, bro. All right, of course, bro.
I gotta check.
No, but we haven't filmed like 2 weeks, bro.
That's true.
Any updates? Wow.
You guys, I've been doing the cold plunge at Jason's house.
Yeah,
right.
It's kind of lit. It's kind of nice.
You fuck with it?
Yeah.
You're gonna start pulling up every day.
I feel better.
Yeah, you maybe. Do, bro. I put all the boys on right now.
Oh, really?
They're all pulling up.
Put you on Jay, huh?
We literally.
Wait, do Jason's titties get hard?
The nipples are all hard and shit.
Do they? It's like ice. It's like what we did.
Yeah, I know.
But then we got another one.
Wait, does he take his shirt off?
Yeah, I doubt it.
You do?
What do you mean? You think I'm going in there with the shirt?
I don't know. You might.
No, my body changing, bro. I don't know if you know.
I can't tell, brother.
My body changing, bro. Yeah, I keep it in a secret.
Yeah, I want to see at the end of the 75 days, though,
sleeper
actually.
Sleeper build?
No.
Are you filming the whole progress?
Dude, I'm kind of slacking. I'm trying to, but it's hard. Like,
why? Why is it hard,
just
bro?
Just because, like, I don't know when to film. Like,
Every time you do a cold plunge, I'll film it.
Every day?
Or, like, take a picture.
No, like, whenever I come.
No, I'm taking a picture, but I'm just, like, content-wise.
Oh, the picture shit's going to be lit.
Yeah, I might do, like, the diet. So, like, a day in the life eating or some shit. Yeah, that type shit.
Okay.
I'll feel that.
No, but, I had something happen though. Yeah. Last weekend I went out to the club with my boys, right? And then we were at Lock and Key. I never go to this kind of
shit.
You went to Lock and Key?
You went to Lock and Key then? You didn't come for my birthday?
Oh yeah, I was busy that day. No, but yeah, we just were at like Starry Night and then just hit Lock and Key for an hour, right?
Yeah.
And then basically like it was like me and then two guys and then like the three girlfriends, right?
Yeah.
So one of the girls got bumped by a drunk ass dude.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So then she was like trolling. She's like, okay, you bumped me, you owe me a shot. Okay. So he's down because all the guys were in the back just waiting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we see him buying shots for everyone, like, shit, let me get one too. We pull up and he gets hella heated all of a sudden. He's like, what? Like, why do I have to buy all you guys a shot just because I bumped you once? Right?
Wait,
like,
who did he bump?
He bumped one of the girls.
Oh, one of the girls.
But yeah. does she have a boyfriend?
Yeah. But she's just like trying to get a free shot, right?
Okay.
But basically, right, this dude got hella aggressive all of a sudden because he thought we're like finessing him.
Yeah.
So he pushed the girl.
He again?
Pushed one of the girls
again.
Yeah, no, but this like intention. That one was like a bump on accident, walking through the crowd.
Yeah.
This one was like a push, and then all the black brothers in the club, literally everyone, pull up to this guy. They're like, "Yo, she's a female, my da 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 da." Like, you know what I mean? And then they kicked him out. They beat his ass outside.
Nice.
I was like, "Yo, yeah, I barely go to the club, and I'm seeing this shit the one time."
What?
Yeah,
that's
bro.
That's a fun night to go to the club.
It is kind of fun though. I was like,
bro,
"Oh,
so he didn't push y'all, but he pushed the
girl."
Yeah,
he pushed the girl.
Crazy. He went like this.
Yeah, not like super hard, but kind of a light one. And then like everyone just like right when they saw that, were on his ass.
Took his ass outside.
Yeah,
took,
they dragged his ass outside.
Good job, bro.
But that was probably like the craziest thing since last time.
Shit, it was a movie?
Yeah, it was a movie, bro. It was a movie, bro. I was like, reimagine. I was like, shit, if he throws a punch, I'm like slipping this way. But what about you, Soa? Anything new?
Came back from Hawaii.
Oh, yes! My God, bro. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
We need to update that.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, I got a couple skin tones darker.
You did get darker.
But lots of water time. It was amazing. It was like paradise.
Did you check out any of our recommendations?
Yeah.
I did the hike.
The Diamond Head Hike.
Diamond Head Hike.
I got Jenny's Shrimp.
Okay.
The truck.
Yeah.
And then, what else?
Foodland?
Yes, Pokia.
Foodland.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty good, huh?
And
the shopping center at Waikiki?
No, I didn't go to that one. But I saw the caricature.
Oh, you saw him?
I saw the caricature.
Yeah. You should have done it.
But there's a whole line.
It is. There's a big line.
There's a whole crowd.
They're like famous. I see them on TikTok all the time.
Yeah.
So.
It probably takes a while, too.
It does.
For each one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
But they're so funny.
And, dude, their payment is just like up to you, bro.
There's no rate. It's like only tips.
Yeah, only tips.
No way.
Yeah, but they get paid a lot because of that.
Oh, shit.
You think they get paid more because of that?
I think so. Sometimes I see people like 100. Like, 100 is pretty good for one.
Dude, 100 is a lot.
Yeah.
No, that's like $30.
Yeah, or
right?
Like, really? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Shit.
Damn, bro.
That's great. We need to go to Hawaii as a squad, bro.
Dude, I'm down.
I see you two have a blast out there. I think we would go.
That's what
I'm saying.
We need to go we need to fly.
Yeah.
We need to be flown out.
International.
Nice, bro. Yo, I just thought of something though, random.
Yeah, what's
that? But we announced in our last episode that we're planning to do a club event soon somewhere.
Where?
Well, Should we just say it again?
Yeah.
So in the bay, in the bay. And they're all excited, so I just want to ask you on camera. You're popping out, right?
I'm coming to the bay.
Just gotta let them know. Yeah, just gotta let them know. Word.
Just real quick before we get into speed dating.
Yep.
I have my 6 month with my girl.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. So I mean, I can't really eat too much.
Right.
So whenever we go out, it's always sushi, bro.
Uh huh.
It's always sushi. I feel kind of bad.
Oh, today.
No, it was yesterday, but we're about to go to Six Flags tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So shout out my girl.
Okay. Six months only?
6 months, yeah.
Damn.
I've known her for a year, though.
Oh, yeah, true.
6 months dating.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is like a Disneyland redemption.
Yeah. Oh, when I got scammed for Disneyland,
did you get it back?
I got the money back.
Ooh. You should.
We good.
You should.
Fuck that shit.
Hi, Jade.
I was like, yo, where's she at?
I don't think she watches, but
I've never been to Six Flags. It's fun.
I've never been either.
They have the Superman. Superman.
I've seen that, bro. It's just scary, bro.
Dude, let's get right into it.
Yeah, we got the guys waiting for us outside.
So just to explain before we start.
Yeah.
We got two guys.
Yep.
So my guy bailed last minute. We're supposed to have three.
Mm-hmm.
But we got two guys coming. I think the format's gonna be Jennifer and Megan on one side.
Yeah.
And then we're going to start with both of them on this side.
Right. We're all going to be stepping off.
We're going to give them 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then we're going to see who's vibing with who.
Right.
And then we're going to choose. And then we're going to do singles.
We're all going to come back.
Jennifer's going to pick a guy. Megan comes off.
Yep.
And then I think me and Paul and Sol are going to come on to facilitate.
Yes, sir.
Well,
bring in the cuties.
Yep. I cannot wait.
So if you guys want to take a shot, take it now. All right.
Get the nerves out.
Yep. We're bringing in the guys. All right.
Let's go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the guys waiting. You guys excited or what?
Yeah.
All right. So first, we're going to do a group session. All right. Let's have them walk in. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Let's start with some introductions, yeah?
What's up?
Maybe on my left first. You want to go?
What's up, guys? I'm St. Yim.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
So I'm a content creator, and then I help veterans with their disability ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got some other projects on the side, but we're going to keep those a little on the
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Helping veterans. That's honorable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah, got to do something that, you know, feeds the soul.
I feel you.
All right. And Jordan?
What up? I'm Jordan. I do a slew of different things. I have a couple music companies, a card processing company, and do a little VC work.
Nice. All right.
Thanks.
If you guys didn't know, Saint is actually, I've talked about it so many times on the pod. And then Jordan might even be a familiar face because he hangs out with like the UTI crew.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to intro? You want to, girls, you want to introduce yourselves?
Okay.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi, everyone. I'm Megan. Hello.
Give a little background. give a little background about yourself.
I'm a co-host on the 949 podcast, if you don't know. I'm a recent graduate trying to find a job.
All right. Jennifer?
I'm Jennifer. I work in advertising. And I'm a guest here today, just like y'all. I'm excited to get to know you guys better.
Yeah.
Dude, Jennifer is scary.
Why? Wait, why? Why do you think that's saying?
No, all right. We need to break the ice a little bit first. So I got this drink. I'm going to ask you guys a question. If you guys don't want to answer, just take a shot. But what is your guys' body count?
I literally knew it was going to be this.
Dude, there's not enough soju to go around.
This can't be on the internet.
Yeah. It's just better that way.
It's just shots all around.
Oh, the girls don't want to say either. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, maybe that was a bad question.
I've been put to this question multiple times on multiple podcasts and never answered it.
Really?
It's also never a good idea to answer.
Yeah, okay, wait. 50 plus?
Shot.
Oh, shit. They didn't even say anything.
Damn, both y'all?
No, hey, we didn't answer. We just said shot because we don't want to say yes or no.
Okay, and you guys know each other, right? You guys have met in the past.
Yeah, we've met.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I met Megan. I for sure met Jen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you come out with them or no?
Yeah, once in a while. I mean, to our events.
Oh,
yeah.
I was at one of your guys' events.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think like I introduced myself.
Oh, it was
You guys, it was like a club thing.
It was our first time for
night.
Yeah.
It was y'all were hosting a birthday as well.
It was me and Paul's, but like it was our first 949 club event. Yeah, you were there. Yeah. You were both there too, actually, on the
that's
party.
That's where we met.
Yeah. But no, I heard Jordan. I heard.
Wait, what?
What'd you hear?
I heard y'all were. I heard you and Jennifer were kicking off at a Cam's birthday party.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Let's dive into that. What's going on?
That's not fun that way. Because then we don't get to know each other more.
Okay, let's get to know each other.
Yeah. Okay, I have another question. Okay. Who is more like physically attractive to you?
Damn, they're really putting us on.
Up front like that.
I think you guys are both pretty, but generally I fall towards darker hair.
Mm-hmm. Black hair. So, you know.
I mean, you guys are obviously both very attractive, but Megan is actually more my speed.
Okay.
Why is that?
Oh, dude, I don't want to piss off Jen, right?
No, I will not get offended at all.
No, just so give us like one.
I'm not going to get offended by anything.
I think Megan looks kinder, and I do like the more innocent, like kind looking.
No, I respect that.
Yeah.
What's your guys' biggest red flag? And be real with it.
Emotionally unavailable.
Oof.
And what does that mean?
Let's dive into that. Yeah. Like how?
Like I definitely I'm not scared to commit. I have a lot of things going on, and so right now I'm like more work centered, I would say. Like it's hard for me to like I want to give like my best version of myself to the woman I love, and so right now like I'm building a life so that I can support a woman I love.
Yeah.
And so. Mm-hmm. Like that's why I don't date seriously right now, just because I wouldn't be able to give like my full self to the woman.
When you say like communication wise, you don't think you could communicate?
No, I'm good at communicating.
You're good at communicating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But that is the downfall of like 99% of relationships. Yeah. Like communication.
Mm-hmm.
Most things can be solved if they're like talked out in a proper way.
Okay. So would you say you're upfront with women? Like, would you say that you say you're not looking for something serious?
For sure, because yeah. I used to do the flip side of it where I would like lie and not like lead them on, deceive. But I would let it get not really deceive, but like I would let it get too serious before I would like state my intentions, and it would end up blowing up like harsher than it would if I just like told, like if you're just getting to know someone and you tell them your intentions, it's like no hard feelings. But if you like string them on for 6 months and then tell them, it's usually a little bit messier.
Yeah.
And so I've found it easier over the last few years to just tell them at the beginning.
Okay. What about you, Sam?
I'll be honest. I've thought about this question. I genuinely don't know what my red flag is.
That's your red flag.
Yeah. You're perfect.
No. Because it's like, I don't know.
This
like,
guy.
I do everything in my power not to be toxic or anything like that. I think I know one, like I've been told I'm very, very non-reactive. Because for me, it's like, okay, like getting worked up isn't going to do me any good. So I just try to keep a level head and get to a solution or you know, try to
do something. Do you think some women may take that as like you don't care enough?
Yeah, no, some people will take that as I don't care, but it's more of just, okay, like you're worked up, so I need to provide a safe space for you emotionally so that you can let out your emotions or whatever. But me not getting worked up because you're worked up right now does not mean I don't care. It's just like my entire background kind of revolves around when shit happens. Like I need to keep a level head.
It's like matching the energy.
Well, I think calm breeds calm, right? Like if your girl is super pissed off or something, you getting worked up isn't going to add any good to the problem. You know, then it's just emotions are flared up. Even if I'm mad at you, I'm not going to yell at you. Like I will, you know, think through of like, okay, how can we solve this? Because me yelling at you is not going to do anything.
Okay.
For sure. I mean, that's a good thing. You can control your emotions.
I would say that's probably one of my better qualities. It's good. Like emotional control.
Thank you for your answers. So if you guys were to go on a date with us, where would you take us?
The vibe would be like somewhere that's quiet, low light, nice.
Romantic.
Yeah,
romantic.
Like small, like very, very nice places. Like Fiesta Steak's great. And then in WeHo, Arthur J in Manhattan Beach is good. Orto in Santa Monica is great. But like very, very, very like intimate places. I hate talking to people like the club or like loud bars.
Oh my God.
It's so useless.
You're like yelling in their ear.
Yeah, I hate holding conversations at the club. It's not even worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I didn't know you guys, we're probably going to be doing some kind of activity the first time. And then it's not going to be some like super crazy intimate setting. It's going to be more of, okay, like, do we vibe enough for there to be a real date? Like, I'm not going to, I'll say the wine and dining stuff, like that will always be there. But I want to see, it's like, okay, how can you carry a conversation? Or if we go to a VR arcade or escape room, I want to see how you handle, like, do you just get, you snap, or can you handle things?
Would you not argue that the conversation is easier over dinner rather than like going go-karting or like doing an activity?
So I don't disagree with that. It's more of, I think, I'm not saying this is y'all, but I do think a lot of girls kind of just expect to get wine and dined, right? And we've all heard stories of like girls just use guys for free meals. So for me, it's just like, it's a little bit of a shit test of, are you cool with not doing all the fancy stuff the first time, you know, or do you feel entitled to that? Like, are you more focused on, oh, the food that like he didn't get me or he got me, or are you going to be focused on getting to know me?
Are you watching the bill on the first date?
The bill?
Like you said, like specific food or whatever.
No. Like I'm paying for the bill and everything like that.
Order whatever they want.
Yeah, order whatever you want. But it's more just, are you more focused on, oh, I got a fancy meal or whatever, or are you focused on like, are you getting to know me as a person?
I feel you.
Yeah,
that's great.
Do you guys have any questions for them?
What's y'all's ideal type?
I don't have a specific race. I like tall. I like them funny. They have to like the gym. I think that just like funny, kind, and tall.
Tall? Like how tall?
6 feet.
You were literally Asian. You can't say that. Like,
should we just, what does that mean? I'm not that short. I'm average height.
What's average height?
5'4".
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Normal. What about you, Jen?
I want someone who that can be funny, make me laugh for sure, and then I want someone who can understand me like intellectually. Like I feel like I talk to a lot of guys and they're very surface level. So, you know, someone who sees me and understands. I honestly feel like maybe a guy with a little bit of trauma, because I feel like I only get along with guys who like understand that kind of like deep rooted like emotions and stuff like that.
For sure.
Yeah. So that, and make me laugh, and generally just kind. And yeah.
Yeah. I think like the in-depth conversation piece is important, because
you know what I mean?
So like, many people like in this generation are just like so surface level and boring to talk to, like very standardized questions, and it just like you can put up with it for like a week and then it's just like you don't want to talk to them anymore. So
I saw this interesting quote. It said you can only meet someone at the depth that they've met themselves.
Yeah, it's so true. Like,
that's so true.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, so I see you guys are getting along very nicely.
Very sweet conversation.
I want to know Jordan more, man.
Yo, stop. All right,
he's been rubbing my thigh.
I don't know what's going on here, but we're going to move on to the next segment. So we're going to have the girls choose their guy for a one-on-one. And then we're just going to rotate like that. All right? Who you guys like vibing
Love
with
Island.
The most?
Love Island.
I know there's not a lot of choices, but
that's a black day.
That's my bad. That's my bad for the lack of choices.
It's the Pickens time.
What?
Say.
I'll just play. I'll just
who
play.
Is you like your one-on-one with?
I'll take Megan.
Jordan?
Jen.
Okay, but the girls? Sorry.
I feel the same.
Yeah. Imagine they flip it. They're like, oh.
Now that we got the couple here, I think it's me and Hala's job to kind of interrogate this couple, see if they would work, you know?
I'm ready.
Being that we both know both of them.
Exactly.
So,
we both know both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be, I feel like y'all know each other. I'm definitely the outside. Obviously, I'm the outsider.
No,
here.
No.
I just want to see if this is a good couple right here. So, first question.
I have something to tell you.
Okay.
I've been seeing that you've been doing cold plunge.
Oh.
I did a cold plunge. I did one today. And I did one on Monday.
Yeah. Yo, she's begging for the cold plunge invite, my G.
No.
Okay, Megan. Is this your risk tactic?
She wants to hop in that cold plunge, bro.
She's like, I'm cold. Oh, my God. Keep me warm.
The point is for your body to warm up on its own.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
It is, right?
I see the good.
You feel way better after.
Way
during
better.
Sucks, but yeah. After it feels good.
I do it for 3 minutes.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to start now with the question to ask both of you guys, to see like what you guys' headspaces are at in a relationship.
I'm curious to see everyone's headspace. Right now,
so real quick, like both of y'all, like how many kids are you imagining? If you guys were married and shit, you're starting a family.
How about we say it in 3, 2, 1?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Let's see both these answers. Okay.
Ready?
Give them a countdown.
So 3, 2, 1, say. How many we want?
How many you kids? Want, ideally? Yep.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
3. Oh. 3 and 1.
Wait, 3 and 1.
Do you think Saint can convince you to pop out 3 of them things?
And you got, you want another push?
Yeah, bro.
He's watching, bro.
Oh, I was like one of y'all's first episodes. That, like, I kind of like watched a little clip. I was like, yo, what the fuck is
Hey, I'm giving you some points. I approve like, of this relationship.
Wow, the research.
Okay, this wasn't research.
he was prepared.
I was kidding. I was actually in class just watching 949 episodes.
Fan.
Damn.
Does not catch the sarcasm at all.
Okay, why do you want three?
Yeah.
I want two boys and a daughter. And okay. I want the daughter to be the youngest or in the middle, right?
So they protect them.
Yeah. And then the way it works is like, God forbid, but like I might not always be there. Like especially my career path or the future that I envision. Like right. I will probably be working a lot, you know? So I need a man to hold down the fort, right?
Oh.
And then if a girl, if like I mean my sisters know, like my nieces, I have two nieces, them girls are gonna stay single till they're 18, bro.
What if I pop out three girls? You just gonna leave me by myself?
I'm divorced right there. No, obviously I would love them the same, but I'm like ideally the ideal scenario would be I wouldn't mind being the girl in the middle so that the youngest son also learns to respect women.
Right.
But the reason why I want two guys is so that like one, there's a man in the house, mm-hmm. right? Like someone's gonna have to take over. That's the one that can go to the military or whatever, right? Like I don't care. But that way I can't go to school with them, you know? But a girl with two older brothers, like, you know, they're like watchdogs. And like the daughter will be hilarious because she'll get roasted by my sons, right?
Right.
But I know that she's gonna be protected, and if she's not, like, I'll be on their ass. Like, yo, why the fuck is she crying? Like, bind him.
Fact.
You know.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Well, kind of moving on, Megan. I wanted to ask you, like, what are your thoughts on military men? So, like, you know, we know my boy Saint's a military man, and also, if I'm being real, I hear that military men are red flags. That's the thing.
Say during it can be red.
It
flags,
could be.
Yes.
It could be. So I just want to, you know, can you approve? You know, is it okay?
No, it is a red flag.
Why?
I think it's
I could
just
say influencers are red flags.
One, that's true. Well, you're also an influencer, so you're a red flag.
Two
negatives. Like
the points are going down.
I think it's just more because they're never home.
Yeah, that's why.
There's, I feel like there's a lot of cheating.
Yeah, on both ends. On the wife like being home, right?
Right.
She's lonely.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, it's fucking horny on deployment.
So what is your defense? How, like,
I'm not World One. I'm not in the military anymore.
Okay.
Right. And then, but that DNA might still be in you, bro. You know, it's in your blood.
You want my son?
I'm trying to spice things up here, bro. Earlier it was too peaceful. Shit. It was too peaceful, bro.
I've been out a little bit less than as much as I've been in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Would you say you have PTSD?
No. I wouldn't. I think I got very, very lucky with my experiences. Mm-hmm. And then the things that I did see that some people might get PTSD from, I think... I was lucky enough that it didn't phase me the way that it could have.
Do you expect our children to go to the military?
No, not all of them. I wouldn't be super against it.
Yeah.
I would dig into why first. But now knowing what I know, though, I'm not going to push the military onto them. I know the good that it did for me.
Right.
But having seen behind the curtain and a little bit of what really goes on, like, you're not, it's not as... Unfortunately, it's not as noble as people think.
Got it.
Oh, as far as it is noble because of what you're doing for the guy to your left and right, but as far as like the big picture, the military-industrial complex, like there's a whole game going on. It's all power play.
Damn,
okay. Ukraine and all that stuff. Like it's not what everyone thinks.
Okay. Damn, bro. Interesting. Interesting.
I have another
bro.
Question.
Okay.
For Megan.
For both of you.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, really
both of you guys. Yo, yeah. Oh shit. She's having way too much. Way too much fun.
Okay, I need you to answer at the same time.
Okay.
What is more romantic, the first bite or the last bite? 3, 2, 1.
Last.
Oh!
Yo, I got one of these situations for you real quick. If you have to pick between two, beach or city. All right, beach or the city vibe.
A date.
Yeah, a date.
Uh-huh. Which
one
you fuck with
more? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Beach. City.
Okay, it's okay. 1 for 2 so far.
Hey, we're in California. We got both.
I know.
We do. Really don't have to pick.
We do got the both.
The beach is part of the city.
Have another one.
Okay.
Party together or stay home and cuddle?
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Party or cuddle?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Cuddle.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got an even more important question then.
Oh, my God. Where y'all coming?
Yo. Yo, so we're still.
You guys haven't looked at your phones once.
Hey, off the dome.
Like, you're just.
Nah, but you were saying that you guys would both stain and cuddle. So this is the real question. Are you big spoon or little spoon?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's got to match up right here. It's got to match up.
Yeah, it's got to match up.
Countdown, countdown.
Ready? Okay. Ready, ready, ready?
Dude, hold on.
It's got to match up. This is a huge one.
Well, no, for this one, we want different answers, right?
Yes, you want different answers for this one.
Okay. Look at me, Sam.
All right.
We got to match up.
Okay.
You ready? Three,
look at me.
Two, one. Little spoon.
Okay. That was too easy.
Hey, but any guy that says they don't like being little spoon sometimes, they lie.
Cap, bro.
It is nice being held sometimes, you know?
It is.
It's once every blue moon. You're like, ah. Safety. Safety.
Okay, ready? Another one. Sweet or savory?
Ooh. Obviously, we all like both. We all like
limiting ourselves.
No. Yeah, this is not too deep.
Yeah, not too deep.
Okay. Ready? All right, yeah. I know my answer, though.
Three, two, one.
Sweet. Hey, that means we don't got to share all the time.
We don't got to share all the time.
Yeah. And that means, hey, closet stock the both. We're good.
No, facts.
I'm a big chip girly.
Okay, so if you were to treat Megan for a house dinner, what are you cooking for her? What's on the dinner table?
I know you like steak.
Ooh, my boy. Well,
she did post that on her story. And I only eat steak.
Okay.
Much during
the week. Damn.
Yeah, that
works out well.
Got that Butcher Box subscription, bro. It's actually so good. Every 2 weeks, restock, bro.
No, facts.
Give me the ribeye, New York strip and sirloin, man.
No, facts.
Grass fed. Like, got to. You don't want to eat food anymore.
This convo has been going very well. I'm going to ask one last one before
we're going to switch
you guys off and have the other couple come in real quick. Okay. But my last question is, ideally, every week, how many times are you doing it?
Oh, this is a
This is huge.
Imperative question.
Right.
At the same time?
Yeah, same time.
Yeah, what amount would you want? Or yeah. Ideal for
in a week?
In a week. And if you need to convince them, you know, to do more, you know, it's all good. I want you to convince them on cam. Yeah.
Never.
Don't touch me.
Real quick. 3, 2, 1.
Four or five.
Yeah. You fucking with the everyday answer, though?
I mean, we're probably not going to see each other every day. Ideally, for me, it's like, yeah, it would be every day, but like, we're not going to see each other every day.
Megan wants to see you every day.
I want to see you every day.
If she does want to see me, we can make it happen.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Saved himself.
Twice a day.
I'm more of a... I don't want to put that up. Never mind.
You're more of a what?
No.
Oh, my boy is a freak.
Some things are meant to be...
My boy's a freak. All right. Well, with that being said, I would like to have Megan and Saint hop off right now. Mm-hmm. And actually, maybe Jason, you could come back in. We could give a quick analysis of this.
A little debrief.
Yeah, and see what we're if we're feeling this couple, you know, what we think of it.
Okay.
And then we'll have the new couple come in. So,
okay.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Honey is Hill.
Honestly, great combo. Yeah, I was feeling the vibes.
I think there's some chemistry right there.
I feel the vibrations.
100%.
I was watching from the back. I was laughing too. Shit. All right.
Okay, but the last question is kind of concerning.
It is a little concerning.
What do you mean?
On a real note.
Uh-huh. I feel like that the sexual chemistry to me is very important.
Yeah, but is it that much different? Because he said 4 or 5, and she said every day. They're off by like 2 or 3.
For me, more so the problem, like, I like everything. The combo is great.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, Megan's a type to want to see the dude every day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I know my boy Saint, he's a little, you know, like 3 days a week or three. Yeah.
And she's more than every day.
That's what I'm saying.
She's twice a day every day.
That might be the one issue.
Yeah.
That might be the one issue.
So it's actually 4 to 5 compared to like 14.
Right.
Yeah. No, my bad, mate.
Nah, but you guys think this shit could work out? Like, should we send them on a separate date? Y'all let us know in the comments.
Yeah, I kind of can see it together.
I could see that.
I see the fiery vibes. 100%. You know, they'll get into a couple arguments. 100%. But, you know, I feel like Megan will be the one to like, it's okay. Like, I think Megan will kind of forgive and forget.
Okay.
And Saint will try his best to like make it up, you know, but... Yeah, I think also the savor and sweet to me is also a little...
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. What was that one?
So Saint said he likes savory. No. Saint said he likes sweet.
Sweet, I think.
And then Megan likes savory.
Oh, food-wise.
Food-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Saint had a good argument. What he was saying is that, you know, they don't got to share all the time. Because, you know, as a boyfriend, dude, sometimes the girl always wants to eat your food, you know? So
hey, they sharing tangerines right now.
It's real food.
Behind the scenes.
We got gotta flip all the right, camera and shit, bro. Oh my all god. Right,
there's right. already a chemistry. Yeah, 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 man.
All right, but okay. with that being said,
yeah, with that being said, I think we should bring on the next couple. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real quick though, what y'all think about this couple coming in?
Hey, there's something there.
There's
bro.
Something there.
I know. Hey, you ready? You corner. Ready over there? Hey, you like this? You like this panel we got? This analysis panel going? All right, so what are you guys doing over there?
Bro, you look hella serious sometimes, bro.
Y'all made that shit right now?
Yeah, we did.
Damn. Oh, action. That's hella cute. Whoa. I didn't think it.
She gangster. Wait,
damn.
She gangster.
Wait, do we look good together?
I'm not going to lie. It goes well.
Yeah.
Does it?
Especially the fits right now.
No, yeah. The black is matching, but no, my boy radiates that masculine
energy. Bro. Yeah, bro.
Like,
God.
She needs that. You know what I mean? She needs
something to tame her.
Wait, Jordan, do you know the relationship right here?
Yeah. Do you know?
Do you know their relationship?
No, I don't.
She's my cousin.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
We family.
Oh, really? Hell yeah.
Wait, Jason, so would you approve of Jordan just purely off looks for now?
I met him a couple times, I would.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think Jennifer, this is the type that Jennifer would go for.
No, honestly, I see something
there. Right, can you not, expose me right now, please?
A little family expose.
Yeah, you're not making me look so, tough right now.
All right, but let's... You were grilling them with some questions.
So we're going to start with asking y'all some questions. You're going to both answer at the same time. Okay. Just to see some compatibility and shit right here.
We're 3, 2, 1?
3, 2, 1. I'll count y'all down. Okay. So the first question I got is, ideally in a week, bro, how many times are you doing it with your partner? Ideally in a week. We want to see that sexual chemistry.
What stage of the relationship are we in?
We'll say you've been dating for a cool minute now.
Probably at least
We're counting down. We'll count
down. We'll say 3 to 1 and then just say it at the same time.
Okay. All right, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Once a day?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty similar. 5 once a day.
How many times in a week do you want to see your partner? 3, 2, 1.
Like 3.
You know, this is the answers are pretty similar, actually. I thought it was gonna be a lot more different, bro. Wait, how old are you? 26, right?
I'm 26.
Yeah, so he's younger than you.
He is younger than me.
Are you still fucking with the younger guys? Because if you didn't know, her last ex was younger as well.
Can you not? I'm
just letting him know that you
fuck
with the younger guys.
I do.
Cougar.
What's what is your type? I know you said let's get to the specifics though.
Facts.
Yeah.
So my last 3 or 4 girlfriends have all been Asian.
Oh, okay. What?
The UTI boys just drilled me on this because I tried just acting broad, and then Wu-Tok was saying things Ling Ping, can't drive, things like that. So yeah, my last few girlfriends have been Asian, but like I said, I'm not locked into any specific type. I probably fall towards Asian and white girls overall.
Damn, bro. Okay. No, because from what I've seen of watching you on UTI and stuff, I know you get a lot of women, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But out there where you're from, where did you say again? Illinois?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, Omaha, Nebraska. There's Asian girls out there?
What?
Yeah, there's some. I mean, it's predominantly white and Asian out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it, you think, because you came to L.A. that you, kind of converted to the Asian side a little bit?
When I moved out here, I was dating a Japanese girl, and then I dated a Vietnamese girl for, 2.5 years after.
Damn, bro. Okay.
Hey, but I saw you guys talking over there, though. What are you guys talking about over there?
What were y'all talking about?
Life. Getting to know each other.
Can I say it all on cam, Jennifer?
No.
Oh, okay. So Jennifer's kind of tall, low key. You know what I'm saying? So you fuck with tall girls, or?
Yeah, as long as you're not towering over me, it's fine. Okay. But I'm not gonna date a girl that's inches taller than me. You know?
Nah, facts. What if they wear the heels and they're a little taller?
It's heels. It's not them. You know?
Okay. Oh, understandable guy. Wow. I love this, bro. I love
Paul,
this.
I feel like you're more excited about this than
I do. I need to, bro. Dude, I was watching from behind the scenes earlier. Had to spice it up a little bit. Yeah, come on, man. So what exactly are you looking for right now, Jordan?
I definitely usually always have one that's by my side. Yeah. But like I said, I'm not going into a super, super in-depth relationship right now.
Yeah.
At least probably for the next few years. I mean, I say this, and then every once in a while, one comes around, and I'm like, yeah, I love you too much. And, and then it goes in too deep, you know, and we start dating and stuff. But yeah, right now I just try to stay work focused. So I mean, I'm really, really far into my goals, farther than I ever thought I would ever get. And so I'm chasing that right now because it'll give me everything I need to provide for a family and the woman 100%. I love.
100%, bro. Well, I'm just going to cut straight to the chase right here. Would you be willing to take her on a date, though, with that busy schedule you got going on?
Of course.
Of course? Oh, Jennifer, would you say yeah for real?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I got a follow-up.
No, I have another question for him.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a girl by your side right now?
Nah, like nothing serious anyways.
But you're talking to people?
No. I always am like talking to people, but I don't have like anyone serious. Like, yeah.
Oh, you're always talking to people, huh?
What does that mean? What does that mean you're talking to someone though? Like,
I feel him though.
Always like, talking to people.
When you're single, you're just
like when I'm single, like it's like I meet random like girls while I'm out or like, you know, traveling or whatever, and then we talk for like a few weeks or a couple months, and then but it's not like in-depth talking. I'm not FaceTiming them, like it's just like very kind of surface level stuff, you know, like
because
like unless I'm like super genuine bond, like I'm really not like pursuing it on anything serious. So
right, okay, well I was just gonna ask originally, but like where would you take her on a first date?
Definitely not an activity-based thing.
I'm
like, I mean, that's cool, I feel like, for, like, second date, third date. Yeah. But, like, first, like, I want to take you to dinner and just have, like, have good conversation. Because that's all it really is at first, is just getting to know each other. And then, you know, if both people feel like they're compatible and, like, comfortable with each other, then, like, yeah, lean into the activities, start to have fun together and stuff.
But okay.
Definitely always, like, I'll go out on a date before is, like, my
yeah, success. Like a dinner type shit?
For sure.
You got any questions for Jennifer?
What do you like to do? What are some of your hobbies or interests in life?
My hobbies? I like anything beauty related. So like doing my nails or like my hair.
For sure.
Yeah. Or like, you know, looking up stuff online, trends.
Mm-hmm. Honest to God, I'm like the same way with the beauty stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I could tell your eyebrows are nice.
Mm-hmm. Just got my nails done yesterday.
Okay.
Damn. Mani pedi, shine and buff.
Damn. That's respect, bro. Yeah. My man's on it, bro.
I actually just stopped tanning this year, too. I used to tan for like the last 10 years, but now I've completely flipped that, and now I'm just trying to be like pasty and have super clear skin. So yeah, because I run outside a lot, so I get tan and I just like I get a ton of freckles, and I'm like, yo, this is not the way anymore. Like high school and college, it was cool to tan and whatever.
Yeah,
but now I'm just trying to like maintain my youth, so I'm just
not feel you
going
you.
All in on the skincare and shit. Shout out the Koreans, they really got it all.
Oh yeah, dude, they are. Yeah,
is that a green flag, the mani pedi stuff?
It is.
Yeah.
wait, have you dated a Korean girl before?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. But you fuck with that Korean food though, huh? Because a lot of your
crazy
homies are Korean.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You
wait,
know
can
any
you
names?
Eat like Korean food stuff?
Wu-Tok and Jeremy trained me to love Korean food. Yeah, like I'd be eating crazy raw
sick
shit all the time. Like, I was eating spicy raw crab the other day. Like literally,
that's
it was
my
a
favorite
bucket of them. I was just fucking those things.
Gas, bro. That shit's fire.
I'm not a picky eater at all. I can eat pretty much anything, and so I love trying like all different types of foods and stuff.
Foodie? Would you say you're a foodie?
Not by like trade, but I love going out to eat at restaurants. That was something my parents engraved in me like young. It was like a thing we did as a family.
Yeah.
And so I have a busy schedule, but like for dinner, I like to go out a lot, and so. But I like to try lots of different foods and places. So
that's really good, bro. I feel like a lot of people don't do that. But no, okay. Going back, there's one funny thing that I noticed like right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's based on Jennifer's exes, Jordan. She hasn't really dated anyone with that much facial hair, right? So you fucking with the facial hair? Like I've never seen her with the
thoughts?
Man with the beard. Yeah.
I like it.
It's because Asians can't grow facial hair.
No, I actually have. Like one of my exes did have facial hair.
Oh, for real?
But his looks better.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought you were drilling me earlier when I walked in. You're like, damn, you got facial hair.
I'll say
I was
you
like,
look good.
Damn,
bro.
I'm going to shave it all off when I go.
No. I'll say you look good,
dude,
bro.
No,
I think you should keep it.
Yeah, and he has a really good head of hair. I like that.
No, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you love bombing him and shit.
No, I'm not.
Hey, let's do one thing you guys like about each other. Just like, we could do physical or personality. Just one thing.
I like that, Jason.
A ton of girls annoy me, and she's very like calm and doesn't annoy me. That's one thing I like for sure. And she's hot for sure.
If you're hey!
I love my boy
straight
Jordan,
like,
bro.
Straight like that.
What about you?
Me? I like how he looks really clean.
He do.
No,
and like
clean,
I could
bro.
Tell like he keeps up like with maintenance and stuff.
What about personality wise?
He's really easy to talk to. I feel like I can really get along with him.
No, that sounds good though, bro.
Okay, you guys have any questions for each other?
Yeah.
How many kids do you want?
Me? I want 5.
Would you be open to more?
I would, but I would only be open to more if like the husband can support.
Yeah, of
many.
Course. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If money's not an issue, how many would you
like
to have?
I would have like still like 5 or 6. I want a big family because I didn't have that growing up. So I want like all, you know.
Same. I'm
the
only child.
So. Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
What makes you say that?
I feel like it's because only child, I can sense like the
not overcompensation, but kind of like the people pleasing aspects. And really, I feel like you're very like detached from like the other person's perspective on you.
For sure. Yeah. I've also heard that like only children can be kind of like entitled because they're used to like getting their way growing up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I don't look at myself in that light. So hopefully it's not like that. But yeah, what's the breakdown on the kids? You want a ton of boys, ton of girls, about 50-50?
I do want the girls to be younger because I feel like if an older girl happens, then she's going to feel like too much burden. So I want like, if I have 5 children, I want 3 boys, 2 girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like she kind of takes like the like secondary mother role, you would
say. Yeah, if it's the oldest daughter, mm-hmm. I don't want to give that kind of burden on her. I mean, that's not like something we choose, right? So yeah. I'd be happy.
I mean, I think in today's terms, if you have enough money, you can choose.
You think so?
I know so. You can choose genetics. You can breed humans however you want now.
People are really doing that?
Eye color, yeah. You just have to have enough money. Damn. It's like a couple hundred thousand. I was having this conversation with my mother the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I told her, like, I want to have this specific trait taken out of our bloodline, like, for my kids. And it's like a couple hundred thousand per, but you can genetically modify your kids up until, like, 4 months.
Holy shit, what, bro.
You can do eye color, height, like.
What do you want to take away?
No, it's like this disease that has ran in my family for, like, generations. Mm. And I was like, I just want to eliminate all potentials of it in case, like, my kids could get it.
Okay.
So it's worth spending. I want to have like 10 kids, right? So, I know I want to have a large family, and here's my reasoning behind it.
Let's hear it.
First of all, I think that the like our generation specifically, right? I'm just talking out of experience.
Uh-huh.
Everybody is kind of just lost, and like there's not a lot of like good guidance out there. I feel like I would be like an exceptional father to both guys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
I would raise men to be respectful, like masculine men that take care of those around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be an amazing girl dad. I would raise little princesses. And so I think it's like my good deed to the world is to have as many children as I can.
Oh, I did hear you say this in the UTI episode, huh?
Yeah.
Jennifer, you popping out 10 though?
10.
10.
Okay, let's get busy, shit.
Nah. Hey, he's taking care of him though. So he got the finance. Come on, man.
I'm kidding, but
wait, you said you wanted 5, right?
I do want 5. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
You just said like 7, 8.
Yeah, 7, 8. Yeah, that's cool.
7, 8 is crazy, bro. Okay, so I know you guys didn't want to expose your body count, but do you guys care about your partner's body count?
Mm. No.
Because obviously you're gonna find out sooner or later.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just don't ask the question.
Oh, you. Oh, what if she asked you?
Why are we having this conversation? Really? That's what I would say.
You telling me your girlfriend never? You never knew your girlfriend's body count?
No, I just don't argue. Like, I would never bring it up. Like, it's just like, why would you want to bring trauma onto yourself? Like, there's no reason. Like,
true.
I feel like most people, if they're embarrassed, they're gonna lie about it anyways.
Yeah.
And usually your partner probably knows you well enough to know if you're lying. Yeah. You know, if you don't just have rapid fire the answer off like in succession, if you hesitate or pause for a second, like it's bullshit. So it's I just avoid the conversation. It's not my business. Like, we're here together now. So what you did previously, you know, with your partners is not my concern.
Even if it's like literally 100 plus.
Well, like if I see her like on the internet getting fucked, it's like one thing. But like if it's like if she's just been dating, like
she's been on the streets a little bit.
And like this question really just is dying out because it's like when you're 18, sure, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But it's like when you're 20s, 30s, 40s, like does it really matter? Because it's like everybody is gonna keep fucking throughout the years. So it's
it only
grows larger as you get older. 100%. So like you just have to just accept it or just not talk about it.
Shit, you're convincing me.
I feel the same way.
Really?
I've never discussed body counts with any of my past boyfriends.
For real?
You can tell after you fuck them the first time. You can get an idea.
You know.
That's crazy,
I agree with
bro.
That.
So you're saying like you'll know it's high, but it don't matter.
It don't matter. Dude, at that point, it's either like 30, 40, 50, right? So it's like, or more than that.
Yeah.
But it's like, what's... I don't think there's really a point in knowing.
There's no point in knowing. It's just trauma on yourself. You're going to lay there and think about it. Like, hell no.
Same thing he said. If it, like, they're embarrassed about it, they're gonna lie anyways. Yeah. So, so why even like get into that conversation?
Now you guys are fighting about lying.
Exactly. That's so true.
No, actually,
why bring that shit on
exactly.
yourself?
Exactly. I agree so with that.
And like, but go take a poll from people in the nursing home. They're all gonna be like, yeah, hundreds. You know what I mean? Like, it's just what happened. Well, when you get, like, yeah. you're fucking throughout your entire life. Yeah, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? So it's like, it just is what it is. It We're is. Fucking human.
I agree.
Dude, I just feel like it's a question that girls like to ask their boyfriends.
There are some girls.
Really? I've
Every
never asked.
Girlfriend ask me first.
Oh, really?
And it's not like I have to say an answer. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can't just like, oh, I'm not going to tell you.
Right. Do you think maybe it's because we're still like younger then? Maybe like in our maybe. 30s, are we
yeah,
doing
yeah.
that?
Maybe
like
when we're older.
No, yeah.
No, you grow out of that question. Like, yeah. like girls learn that it just hurts them and guys learn to just not ask that because it just yeah. is trauma. Like,
yeah, yeah, I agree.
No, but since we're talking about like body counts and stuff, I wanted to ask one more like kind of spicy question. But what's your guys' favorite position, both of y'all?
Depends how much I like them.
Same.
What the fuck, dude? Come on, bro.
If you love them, missionary, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I want. Yeah, I want. I want to like be tongue deep, like making out with you, like yeah. looking in your eyes. Uh-huh. But like, if it's like a one night stand, like probably just like fucking you from behind or whatever. Like,
okay. Okay.
Okay. No, the compatibility.
What about
here,
you?
Bro?
If you don't really like them.
If I don't really like them. Probably from the back, yeah. Dude,
to,
I feel like
you have to see each other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because the eye contact just makes it weird if you don't know them all well.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's kind of true. Actually, yeah.
Like
yeah.
like the best sex you'll ever have is when you're madly in love with the person.
Facts.
You know, like
the intimacy.
Bro. Your yeah. dick just gets so hard. And like, yeah, you'd be mad in love with them. For
oh
real.
God, bro. No, we were literally talking about this last episode. Yeah. How like the man gaze onto the woman is what like just makes the whole like sexual experience very intimate. You know what I mean? Like
for sure.
Yeah. You gotta stare into her soul, bro. Like,
yeah, yeah, I agree with that. Right? Yeah, yeah. Yep. Dude, and that, I feel like you can only do that once you, like, reach a certain level of comfortability
yes,
and,
yes.
like, depth with each other.
Right. And yeah. if it's, like, a hookup where you don't even
You're
fuck
not gonna
with
lick
them,
into
yeah,
your soul?
Bro, it's, like, goofy. Like, yeah, what am I doing?
I'm not even kissing most of them if it's a hookup, bro. Yeah. like
no, facts.
So, like, just to, like, talk about Jennifer a little bit, yeah. she likes it when a guy is, like, more clingy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm definitely not clingy, but yeah. I have a lot of things going on in my life. So,
right.
If I truly love the person, like I've noticed, like that, I will put other things to the side to make the time. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
Like I'll be like dodging some responsibilities just to hang out and shit.
Yeah.
But I just don't have a clingy personality. Like even, like I'm not like a super. I'm great at communicating and. But like I during my work days, like I don't text any of like my friends or like if I am talking to someone, I don't text during my work day. Like it's
just locked in.
I'll FaceTime like maybe in the morning, maybe on like lunch, and then like in the evening I can talk to you all the time, you know. But
oh.
I put, you know, my responsibilities first, mm-hmm. and like I don't distract myself, because obviously if I like you, I love talking to you, and I can get carried away very easily with it. So mm-hmm. I definitely separate the two.
How do you feel about that, Jennifer?
I respect it.
Yeah.
You got to make
yeah.
the money.
No, facts.
But
bro.
Like, damn. Okay, honestly, I'm going to be honest. I feel like your answers are so right.
I know.
So I feel like it's, I don't know if it's.
You can't argue with
no,
it.
Yeah,
you
I
can't, bro.
I
you're
can't.
Convincing me, dog.
No, but like, I'm going to be honest. I feel like it's so right that I feel like I question if it's true.
I feel like I wouldn't know the answer unless it was actually like an implication in my life, though. Because, like, most guys wouldn't even be able to spew that, you know?
No, yeah, I know. But it's just, like, he's saying stuff that's so
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's textbook
no,
answers.
Yeah. No, yeah, but it's, like, so much so that I'm, like, I'm wondering if this is who you really are.
If it's, like, superficial.
Or
not.
If it's, like, what you believe, but, like, you actually don't act that way.
No, this is all in practice, for sure. Like, I definitely do not lie. I have no reason to lie about
But
things.
Do you guys feel that way, too?
No, I feel like he's a guy who
no,
he
no,
walks
no.
the
you,
walk.
You see that belt?
Yeah.
You talking his shit right
I
now.
I know.
Right?
No,
I think
no.
he definitely walks the walk, bro.
All right. How was it?
It was good. Did you hear any of it or nah?
No.
Okay, no, it's all good.
I can fill you in.
Yeah, so let's fill me in. How's the vibe?
Honestly, from what I'm going to give my personal analysis, I think it's one of those where the energies are kind of similar, bro.
It's very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then obviously not every answer is the same.
Right.
But there's a couple that are like, whoa. Like
what?
Like she just kept going like, whoa, same, right? Like multiple times, like four times.
No, what I, you're going to watch, if you watch it later.
I definitely
like,
will watch it.
You're going to see like, I think Jennifer's like used to the toxic guys.
Right, right.
So then
right.
Jordan comes on. on. He said all the right shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said all the right shit.
So she got sus.
You mean like in the toxic way?
No.
Oh, his answers were great.
Green, green flags.
Yeah. Green flags.
Huge. Yeah, Jennifer was agreeing with all of them.
Right.
Wow.
And then at the end of it, she was like, oh, like, is something off?
Yeah, she
like,
almost didn't know how to act. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She ain't seen that before.
Yeah. Wow. I vaguely heard hit it from the back.
Oh yeah. They agreed on like, you know,
we were talking about what the positions you're hitting.
Yeah. Depending on like hookup or
And they said it depends on how much you like them.
Yeah.
And so if you don't like them a lot, they'll do it from the back.
Yep.
And if you like them, missionary.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. My boy Jordan said tongue down the throat or something like that.
Green flag. Yeah.
No, the energies are really similar.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Like it's low key.
It's like a mature vibe.
Mm. Yeah. Like, this is my explanation. It's like a dark energy. I don't know how to explain it, bro. Both of them. It's like strong. Like, I'm like like, you know, when she was on with me over there?
Yeah.
I was like laughing hella.
Yeah.
And this one, I was like, I can't do that. It's too grown for that, bro.
It's grown.
Like, yeah.
I mean, even their clothes is like matching.
It is.
Low key.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like a little like, fuck, Jason, please come in and ask a question, bro. I can't get one off right now, bro. Yeah.
No, I think he's 25, right?
25, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think Jennifer's like used to the younger guys.
Right, right.
So it's the maturity level.
Yeah, it's a new energy.
Okay, so what was a potential, like, they might not match?
I think there's one thing.
What
is that?
Similar to the Saint and Megan situation, it's the scheduling. I think I could tell Jordan's pretty busy.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, Jennifer is, like, the clingy type.
Yeah,
so
she couldn't get it out. She couldn't say it, but she was like...
She couldn't say it.
Like, you know how Jennifer's like, oh, I got to text him all day. First responder. That's what she said.
Yeah.
He's not texting during work hours. Yeah, so that is a problem.
That is.
But I could see Jennifer respecting it.
Yeah.
Because these younger guys, I feel like they're not even, like, they're not doing shit.
Yeah, you kind of don't want the guy to be clingy.
Right.
You know, I feel like Jennifer might want to... She likes the chase, you know?
Yeah. She might, it's something different, yeah. But overall, what do you think, Jason, as a cousin specifically?
Like, is he a good contender for your family?
For your cousin, bro. He would be good for her.
Definitely
better than the other guy, like the guys I've seen in the past.
Okay.
For sure.
Especially like I'm not saying I'm downing, like obviously I believe the answers, but if those are all true, like genuinely, I think it's like one of those where if they were to date, very long term.
Oh,
this guy, great principles, you know, family oriented.
We love that. So now that you guys have seen both chemistries, should we talk about that?
Yeah.
Who do we ship? Okay, who do you think has a better compatibility
of actually
like
succeeding?
Megan or Saint? Megan and Saint or Jen and Jordan?
This is interesting. I need to think about this one.
Surprisingly, though, I feel like Megan and Saint, they got along better than I thought.
Right, they did. They did.
They were laughing. They got that same kind of personality.
They do. Going. Very giggly. And
I was watching from the back.
Yeah. I mean, so when I wasn't here, I was kind of vibing them out.
Yeah.
Their vibe, we didn't touch upon this, but they're vibing on a musical level.
Huge for Megan.
Like the EDM house rave concert. You know, Saint will be a great rave babe for Megan.
Okay, this might be a controversial answer then. My answer was different, actually.
Yeah.
My answer was, I think, like, if it actually works out, it's going to be Jennifer and Jordan.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But then the Megan and Saint one, like, they get along great, right? Yeah. But the peak I could see it is like a couple time fool around and then just back to friends. One of those.
No, you know what I think it is? I think because we already known each other.
That's what I'm saying.
It's already been established kind of friends.
Why.
Like, it's not going to.
That's why.
Same. That's why I think the Megan's not going to work.
Yeah. But maybe like a fool around, I could. I don't know.
No, Jennifer and Jordan about to go out right after this.
Outside, bro. Start drinking all night, bro.
That's
for real.
Funny.
But should we bring the couples back on?
Let's do it.
Wrap it up.
Alrighty, the panel.
Yep, this is the final boss right here.
Yeah.
We miss.
So, how did you guys enjoy your talk?
It was great.
I liked it.
On and off camera.
I think that was the first time we ever actually, I think,
like talked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the podcast.
Okay, and you guys see like similar interests in each other, kind of like.
I could see it. I could definitely like. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, let me ask this, because you guys knew each other before for a kind of a good amount of time, good enough.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, like, after talking to each other on a deeper level today, like, how has your perspective of each other changed?
Mm,
you know what
good
I mean?
Question.
Yeah.
I've always
always thought of Stan as very mature and very, like, he's very work driven too.
Anything new that you learned today that you're like, oh shit, I didn't know that about you? Like,
maybe just the military stuff, because I've never talked to you about that.
Yeah, yeah, well, but we've only ever talked, like, we've only ever had conversations at like parties or raves. Exactly. We've never had like a sit down, like a one on one.
Yeah, no, because I was talking to them off camera and I just saw the sparks flying when they were talking about concerts and stuff. I feel like you guys can definitely have so much fun.
Yeah, at
a rave. Yeah, at EDC.
We've gone to like a lot of parties and stuff like that.
Never as like together, but yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I think your personalities match more than you think. That's what I saw in the back, because I was just watching.
And Jason's pretty close to both of them.
What do you think?
No, just the jokes were flying.
I heard a little bit of the tea when we were over there.
Dude, I also feel like
I started hearing red flags of Megan. I was like, oh, I eject.
No, but I also feel like your guys' energies is like, you guys can go high, yes. Like, I just see the explosion happening.
Right.
You know?
Okay. And Megan's a talker, scene, and you're also good at talking. So yeah. Megan would love that, I feel
like. Yeah, the story time would be. Yeah.
I do like that she can banter, because that's actually one thing I look for. Because if you can't banter, I feel like it's not
something
fun.
Missing.
It's also a sign of intelligence, because if you can't take yourself seriously or take yourself, you know, make jokes at yourself, it usually means like you're too serious.
I'm smart.
Hey, Megan you loves the banter and shit too. She will always say that.
I didn't say that.
So are you guys, you know, gonna agree to go on a formal date after this, or
I would take you out to dinner.
Straight like that. I love that.
Steak dinner.
What are you thinking, Saint?
Well, let's see if we actually vibe. Like I said, like the whole, like the love bombing and stuff, like, cause I'm not gonna lie, when I, like, long time ago, I would be more concerned about like, oh, do I, like, am I, is this girl gonna like me? I gotta like make sure I impress her. And now it's more of like, okay, like, are you gonna take from my happiness? You know,
right.
Take from my
hella
happiness?
True.
So I gotta, that's why like I have to filter that out on the first day, or like.
So like McDonald's.
I wouldn't say McDonald's, but like, I would say, because like, I have had experiences where a girl was like, oh, we're going there. Like, on a first date, I don't even know you yet.
Dude, yeah.
And immediately I was like, oh, that's such a turn off. Because, like, I will take you somewhere nice. If we vibe, like, then that allows me to, like, really, really let myself, like, take care of you. But I've learned you need to use discretion with how, like, you can't just give that to everybody.
Thanks. Yeah,
you know? For real.
So.
Amazing.
I mean, whatever happens, we wish you guys the best on your journey.
Yo, I come back with a black eye next week. Yo, what happened?
Thank you, Saint, for hopping on.
For real, bro.
Thank you for having me, guys.
No, I know you starting so your own podcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you want to shout that out real quick.
Follow the Y2K show.
Y2K, man.
At Y2K show. Yo, hey, this is your podcast, but what? Sola asked me to be on here, not you, dude. What's up with that, JC? I thought we were boys, bro.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. Damn,
it hurts.
My fault. But shout out to Saint for coming on, man. He was one of the first guys that ever like noticed us and that reached out. Like, he's been my boy since day one.
So much. Y'all got so much potential, and like you are already tapping into it. You know, I love seeing that.
Thank you. Can I say one thing before you hop off?
I'm scared now.
So after my first recording with you guys, we hung out, and Saint actually was so supportive of you guys.
Oh, wow.
And Saint put in such a good word, and like, he was
No.
There's nothing to out.
What a great guy.
No, he was really being like, I have so much faith in them. I want to like help out in any way that I can. So it was only time. It was only right to have Saint here as like an honorary guest.
True.
Because he really believes in.
No, for real. And just to piggyback real quick on what Jason was saying, that was crazy too, because you showed up to his graduation, bro.
Yeah. And I took everyone else out except
Jason. I know.
Jason's supposed to be
on
here.
On a serious note though, that, like, being a friend of you, like, I feel like I know that means a lot, having someone, you know, like Saint pull up for your grad. Yeah. So I was like, damn, like, that shows he's a real one, because you always hear those stories like, bro, LA is
fake.
No, I talked about Saint multiple times on the pod. This is the first time they see in your face. But yeah, he hit me up like when we were sub 10k on TikTok.
I knew you guys are gonna break a mil so fast, man.
We tried, man.
I expect like 100k within a year. Hopefully. Yeah, I see it. I see Hopefully. It for sure. Just don't and, let off the gas.
Best of luck on Y2K, bro.
Yeah, yeah, for real, bro. Thank hey, we're going to have y'all on Yay. Sometime.
We're down. Yeah, we will. 100% hey. Down. Hey, 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 I need one too, baby.
Me too.
All right. We'll bring in the next couple.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yo. So, how was your guys' talk?
Dude, they're giggling and shit right there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like you guys having a better time when you're not
yeah,
on camera.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck?
It was good, easy, smooth. Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I heard you're like the green, the walking green flag.
Based on who? I mean, like...
Allegedly.
I try not to, you know, be toxic or anything, but...
Amazing.
I just don't like drama. I'm very drama-free, so... I try to do things like in respects to my partner to like wow. avoid drama. But.
He's already saying all the right yeah. things right now.
He gets you, bro.
Wow.
How was the talk, Jennifer?
It was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He said he's a really good cook.
Ooh.
So, oh, so I, we're already yo, setting up that.
I invite all you guys to come to my house and let me barbecue for you. Like I can do all sorts of seafood. I can do pizzas. I can do like any nah. sort of meat.
Pizza at your crib.
Yeah, on the grill.
Hey, don't invite me, bro. I'm there, bro.
I do flame grilled pizza. It's incredible. Wow. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm pulling up, bro.
I'm super good at cooking, like surprisingly good. So
damn.
I would love to throw down for you guys.
Oh.
You're all invited. And then you'll get your own intimate session, you know?
Shit.
They get the pizzas, you get the steak, you feel
damn.
Me?
Damn! I love that Jordan, okay. bro.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy's got it, bro.
No, this guy's got it for sure.
I'm telling you, bro, like, this is the one I'm calling could be successful
oh,
right here, bro.
I see it.
Yeah, bro,
I see it in
right?
the flesh now.
Right. Why acted all shy over there, man?
I'm not shy at all.
She a little shook.
I didn't expect to get along with him as well as I do, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys, so you guys have talked before, but did you kind of get that sense back then? Or is
we'd only met like twice.
No, we only met twice, and it was very like party setting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we never really talked like this, but...
Mm-hmm. It's impossible to genuinely like... Get
Yo, watch this back later and look at her face before you start talking.
I got you.
Look, he's not calling
No, but like to be fair to like both men and women, it's really, really hard to like get below surface level if you're at yeah. a party or a club or like a festival or like anything like that. Because like there's already an experience happening that's curated for the whole crowd. And so... It just is hard to like dig deeper than that, especially if it's loud and stuff. You guys don't mm-hmm. want to be like yelling in each other's ears and like mm-hmm. missing what each other are saying, because like nobody likes repeating themselves five times in a row.
Right.
then like the depth of what you're saying just falls off, you know, and so
right.
it just kind of like sucks. But
yeah, no, we're so glad that this happened.
I know.
You should have heard the conversations, huh?
Yeah, bro, you should have.
Why are you hiding over there?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was observing their chemistry, but this chemistry
wow,
is actually
wow.
like, what?
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah. No, we were saying wow. like, that was so, we're in the analysis
yeah,
panel,
yeah, yeah.
we were saying that's like the light, and you guys give off like the
darker.
Energy. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
In a good
what
way,
you,
though.
I think yeah. it's very like, like grounded.
It's heavy, bro.
Yeah, it's yeah, grounded. Yeah.
It's like definitely
it's
more
like the
mature,
settling.
Calm yeah. and collected.
No,
yes. The groan energy.
This is crazy, bro. Yeah. Like coming okay. into this, I didn't know what to expect for the two couples.
Yeah,
Jason
yeah.
didn't either.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro. Both yeah, yeah, both were great.
I see it.
Shit.
I can see it.
Shit, man. Hey, real quick, thank you, Jordan, for hopping on our pod, for real.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
Go
me.
Go follow him on his
Yeah, yeah, bro. If you want to shout out anything, no?
I don't have a TikTok. Yeah. Yeah, I need to make one, but Mettinger on Instagram.
Mettinger.
Mettinger.
We'll look forward for that barbecue.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Sure.
The pizza.
For sure. Talk to the UTI crew. Like, they know.
Oh, no. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
We'll party together. Shout out Jordan.
Yep.
Shout out Mettinger for coming on.
Yep. Thank you, Jennifer, too, for pulling
yes.
through.
Yep. Be back.
How
OG.
Y'all feeling?
OG crew.
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Should we do a little debrief? Or
Yeah.
Girls debrief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, girls debrief.
Okay.
How do you guys feel? Were you guys satisfied with the choices we brought?
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was a new Good. Concept idea. I mm-hmm. liked it. Yeah.
No,
do you guys see potential things happening?
Yeah, maybe. Oh.
Yeah, they're being shy. They're right there.
Right? Yeah.
But I know our audience is going to love this episode.
No, they're going to love this, bro.
Yeah.
No, but I think the vibes are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the chemistry is there. I'm happy seeing this.
Let us know in the comments if you guys like want us to do it again or your favorite couple.
Yeah.
honestly, I wish we had more dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like weird just with two dudes.
Nah, for real.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
It's okay. It's okay. I think it still turned out a lot better than what we expected. Yeah. Yeah. But overall, I'm glad, you know, you guys had a good time.
Yeah. And I'm also glad that Jennifer came back.
Yeah, no, for real.
Because I think I miss this energy. I miss the dynamic. Girl. So I'm happy that you're back. I'm sure they're also happy to see you.
It's
too,
the OG.
So. Yeah, bro, for real.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, me and Jason also talked about this. But, like, if you guys ever do go on those dates, I feel like the fans would love to see that. So, I mean, hey, man, if y'all want to make a separate, if y'all want to see a separate video of them going on their dates, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We might need to
run up the lights.
Yep.
What, like 2K likes?
Yeah, we'll go crazy. 2K yeah, likes.
2K likes, and
we'll hire the videographer.
And one of them will go on a date.
Yep, yep, yep.
And we'll be like spying.
The one with the most comments that you want to see.
Yeah, yeah. Whichever couple y'all want to see the most, drop it down below.
Yeah, drop it down.
And we'll set that up for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. All
right. Shout out Jennifer again for hopping on.
Yes, sir.
And we're the 9 for 9 podcast, babe. Peace out.
Peace.